Join Ed Morse as they continue celebrating their 75 years of excellence. And right now, during the Red Zone sales event, every pre-owned vehicle on the lot is on sale. That's right, rush in today and save with their best pricing, payments, and incredibly low financing. Plus, you can rest assured knowing every pre-owned vehicle is backed by Morse with inspections, reconditioning, and all available warranties. 75 years later, the Ed Morse Auto Group is still saving their customers thousands on the vehicles they love. So make sure your next vehicle is backed by Morse, because if it has their name on it, you have their word on it. And if you need to bring your car in for service, Ed Morse has a price match guarantee on all services, including tires too. Find a location nearest you and go to edmorse.com today.
Coming to you from the middle of Kane's country, you're listening to the number one rated football podcast in the Dominican Republic.
Oh la.
These are the Orange Bowl Boys.
Brought to you by Ed Morse. Join the 1.75 million people that have been backed by Morse. With the price protection promise, Ed Morse will match any competitor's price or refund you up to $7,500.
Here's Toast, Roman, and Scoop.
Welcome to Season 4, Episode Number 8.
Ocho! Calle Ocho. Calle Ocho.
I love Calle Ocho.
I like how you cupped your breasts there. That was fun.
I forgot I'm being recorded. I was trying to do a chicken.
There you go. How we doing, boys?
Doing good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice, nice, nice.
Scoop's busy.
Good, good. I'm doing good.
Good,
I think
good.
We have
all
an
right.
announcement.
Doing great.
I think we have an announcement. We should get to this early, right?
We do?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Certain apparel company, right?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
So have you seen, let me show you something. So I went over to Caneswear, and I bought this bad boy.
Ooh.
Like the best. This is like, if you're going to be tailgating, like this is the sort of hat you need so that you're not dying under the sun. Phenomenal.
And you got that from Caneswear.
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 In Davie.
Yes.
Hey, Brett and Kenny.
Love those guys.
Back in the fold. Back in the fold, boys.
You're going to love this, boys. I walked in there with Bob, last week, purchased the hat. I didn't tell anyone who I was. Ken even said hello, like as we walked into the store. He was there. And 2 days later, in my Twitter DMs, was that you in Caneswear the other day?
He tried to go in all incognito.
Yeah, word.
And a sincere thank you to the Caneswear family, because not only are they a proud supporter of this podcast, but they are also a proud supporter of X's and Row. So you are going to see now, and if you haven't paid attention, just go on Twitter. We stay active over there. Hobie B Media Inc. is everywhere. But we break down the game, and you know, Caneswear, they're going to be the feature segment provider for those things. So thank you, thank you, thank you sincerely. But yeah, Caneswear, boys. Let's go. Let's go.
Giddy up.
Giddy
great
up.
Part about that place is you walk in and the TVs are on. So like there's if there's a game on, it's on the TV in there. It's just like – so the only thing missing is a beer tap, to
I
be
was
quite honest
say.
With you. It's the only thing that,
liquor.
That they got missing, yeah. It's just the bar in there.
They keep at it. They're going to take over another store right next to them. And then once they take over that store, they can make that the Caneswear bar.
Yeah. That will it will be directly between the Spada.
Yeah.
Caneswear. Yeah. You'd have the Caneswear bar La Spada bench.
You know, what we should... I just got an idea. Let's buy that property, boys. Oh, my goodness. We make that a Canes bar. We can retire pretty right there between La Spada's and Caneswear. It's just a straight-up Canes bar. Oh, my goodness.
We got to come up with the name of it. What's the name? Let's say OBB, OBB Tap.
Yeah.
OBB
yeah.
on tap.
Something like that. All right, boys.
I like it.
I got a name. Can't tackle.
Kind of catchy. Yeah, we're going to get into all this stuff, dude. Where do you want? Do we want to get right into Green Tree?
Yes.
Get right down there?
Yeah, well, yes. What else are we going to talk about? Everybody's week is good? Everyone's having a good week?
Oh, well, I haven't eaten anything,
week.
But sure, it's fucking phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Talk to us about this.
I'm on a fast. My wife put me on a fast, a 5-day fast.
Ooh,
from a place
long?
Called Prolon.
Hold on.
5 days.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. He says, this is the epitome of our life. Mm-hmm. My wife put me on a 5-day fast. Yes. Yes. Ro says, for how long?
No, I get you. But how many hours? How many hours?
Holy.
Oh, I am. Holy hell. This is day four. This is the end of day four.
So, but you do you have a intermittent fast, or you're just not eating at all for 5 days?
No. So I am. So basically, it's not a like a Gandhi like hunger strike fast.
Got you.
It is. I'm down to 800 calories a day. Okay. And I basically my food is made up of 2 bowls of soup, and and not even good soup, like dirt
like
water.
Bone
it
broth.
Looks like dirt water. It's like bone broth.
Bone
absolutely.
Broth,
it's just awful, awful.
Oh.
And olives. Olives are big. Olives are big. I get to eat some olives.
Green or black?
The green ones. The green ones.
Ooh.
Without the pimento.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, yeah. So I'm like 4 days in. I'm down 7 pounds. But it's a good cleansing, you know, good cleansing thing after Bob was here in the tailgate and everything. So just kind of getting it all out of my system.
Yeah. Yes, he had Bob out of his system.
That dude drinks a lot. There's a lot of beer still in this house.
Really?
Holy son of a bitch.
He was on vacation. He was on vacation.
He was. I know he was on vacation. I know.
Bro, Club OBB, you can't beat that, man.
No,
you join the Club OBB family, you end up on Toast's couch, and then you end up on Rose's boat going fishing.
Couch? He has a guest room, bro. He had a beautiful bed with a TV and everything. Yeah. Like, yeah, not a couch.
And
he
probably the
4 days.
And the biggest
pool.
And the biggest, like, OBB, like, coup d'etat that he pulled off was the fact that he even managed to get Scoop to go to a tailgate.
I know!
Like, Scoop actually was outside.
It was all him.
It was all him, yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you, because if Bob wasn't there from Ohio.
All him and loans.
Decent shit. Yeah, well, I didn't even know loans was going.
Come on.
Loans with that bad back, dude. Levant,
I wasn't sure he was going to be there.
He was a trooper, bro.
He didn't hit me up and pressure me. Bob, I felt like I was, like,
well, yeah,
not showing up to my daughter's wedding or something.
Yeah. Well, it would have been a dick move. I mean,
pretty bad. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
I had a great time.
It was phenomenal. So much fun.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
We'll do it next year, as we said, later in the season, like November, like second to last.
Yeah, when it's
season.
A little cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And next it's year. Dark.
Yeah.
Next year. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's.
When Mario's here. Mario's going to be here next year.
Sure, you will.
And I will tailgate. I tell you what. Mm-hmm. I'll make you a deal.
Okay.
Make you a deal. If Mario's the head coach of your Miami Hurricanes, I will tailgate what?
When is he head coach?
For next season.
Oh, okay. Just getting it on the record.
If he's head coach for next season, I will tailgate every game.
No, you won't.
Let's come on. No, we got to hold him to this.
Well, I'll hold him to one. The first one.
No.
And he's hosting it.
Well, I'm not putting it together, though. You put it together.
Hey, we did
I'll
a good
host
job.
It. You want me to MC it?
Toast, virtual fist bump for that.
Yeah. We did,
one
you guys
and done,
did great.
Brother. One and done. One and done.
You guys did fantastic.
One and done.
It was fun.
I'm not doing that more than once. Yeah.
All well, right. I'll tell you what. We'll have somebody organize it for us.
We're good. I got
sure.
it.
Is that good?
I got it. Yeah. No, I could do it again. It wasn't
we'll
that
just
bad.
Latch on to Jimbo's. We'll just latch on to Jimbo's.
Yeah.
That's right all we're going to do.
That's a
Jimbo
good
is going to be the designated Club OBB.
I tell you
tailgate.
What. That'll just be an OBB tailgate.
That's it.
And he'll sponsor it.
Exactly.
Right. We'll sponsor his.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
We'll help him out with his monthly supplies.
There you go.
Hey. That's a great idea.
You're hit, Jimbo.
You're next.
All right, head on down to Green Tree.
Let's go.
See.
Flight 72. R-800.
Go! All right, boys. Well, the team, our Miami Hurricanes, 1-2, heading into Central Connecticut State University and the
Can
Blue
I say something?
Devils. Okay.
TVD. TVD.
TVD.
TVD.
We're going to see it, boys.
Let's go.
Did they put Central Connecticut State on the schedule once TVD committed as like a thank you?
That was a part of the package deal.
Was that part of the package deal? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you guys
know. I like it.
Central Connecticut State went 11-2 2 years ago, but they are an FCS team. But their starting quarterback is a young man from Miramar.
Ooh.
Junior from Miramar. There you go. But yeah, listen, so they're 1-2, and guys, all the chatter this week hasn't been about Central Connecticut State University.
Not at
hasn't
all.
Been about that at
as
all.
As well it shouldn't be.
It's been centered around the job security Blake James and Manny Diaz.
Booyah.
Now, I believe unintentionally that we've become the spearhead for this.
You think?
I think.
What would give you that idea?
I'm not sure.
Oh,
other than our Twitter interaction.
Who's Twitter interaction?
I cannot keep up with that nonsense. There's a good thing there's three of us to monitor that account.
Like, there was the Gettysburg Address, and there was Toast's written statement.
Unbelievable. Like, it set off a atomic bomb.
Oh, my goodness. My DMs, my messages were like, Toast is right on. Tell your boy Toast what's up. Woo! Like, that was well done. That was well done.
If you don't think that got to some members, you're crazy. That went up the food chain right quick.
I don't think it does. I don't think it does anything.
I don't think so either. But I think people listen to it.
Well, that's fine. I hope it pissed some people off when I said, but I don't think it changes a thing. Not a thing.
No, the part about that Toast where you really sunk into me was.
You really sunk into me?
Was when you were like, it's not really mutually exclusive. I know. Bad choice of words. But when you were like, it wasn't mutually exclusive. This is a place where athletics and academics can coexist. And then I don't know if you caught this too, because then I kind of took some of the coattails of what you were saying, and I'm like, you know, that's absolutely right. And then I saw the U Health brand, the U Health, and then it hit me. Yep. I'm like,
the U. You know,
the U. Yeah.
Where
did that come from?
You know who gave that to you?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. The fucking football program.
Exactly. But listen, dude. I mean, the Board of Trustees, they knew when they hired Dr. Frank that he didn't know the first thing about American football or the first thing about the football program. He didn't.
Nor did he care to learn.
Well, exactly. And that's the thing. You would think when you hire a president of your university, that person would have a well-rounded knowledge of everything about that university, all aspects of it, the traditions of it, why it is what it is, why it has a logo that is world-renowned. Mm-hmm. Not because of the health school, with all due respect to the medical school, which is fine, but that's not why it has the U. Mm-hmm. But that's who they hired. They hired a guy that didn't care. That's what happens.
Which my opinion. Listen, he seems a lot more hands-off than Donna was. Can we agree there?
100%.
He's just, which is fine. And if you're going to have that power dynamic, there's one thing that you need to offset that. You need a very savvy, sports-minded athletic director. Because he's giving him the autonomy, like, you're running the program. And that's where we're at. Blake James is coming under fire more than I can remember. And I remember those golden years were tough. Right, and then he kind of rebounded with the Rick.
Yeah, but nobody really called for him then.
Yeah, a little bit.
Not like this. I mean, nobody.
This is the apex. Yeah, this is the apex. But we knew it. We said it. We're like, Blake James went in bed with this Manny hire. I mean, there's no way around it because it was a tumultuous pick. It was rushed. It was a lot of people said lazy. And then when you fast forward 3 years, and you're like, man, how bad you lead the country and missed tackles. What?
All right, you want to hear something? This is for you, Rob. This is for you. I have a trivia, fun Canes trivia for everybody right now.
Okay.
When's the last time a UM defense missed less than 100 tackles in a season?
The year prior to Manny Diaz taking over.
2015, Mark D'Onofrio's final season.
I
was the last time we missed less than 100 tackles. You guys, I bet you guys would kill for linebackers lining up in the fifth row now on second and goal, right? Right?
See,
right?
That was the thing. You can't miss tackles
if you're not tackling anybody.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Mark D'Onofrio was ahead of his time.
That's right. He was trying to pad the stats.
But and that's ooh. All right, I got a question for you. Oh, no. Boy. Look at this dude. All right, I got a question. What's worse? What looks worse right now? Gervin Hall's glitch missed tackle or the fact that Manny Diaz's defense leads the nation in missed tackles? Which one's worse? Who takes the brunt of it more?
I'll go first, Scoop. I think those two things go together as perfectly as anything this world has ever seen.
The peanut fact butter jelly.
That stat is out there and that play happened within 72 hours of each other is magical. Like, it is, it's, you look at one and you look at the other, you're like, 100%. There's no question here. There's no mystery. There it is. There it is.
So I had a theory, and I told Roe as we were sitting on the couch my theory on why Gervin Hall did what he did.
Ooh, I want to hear this.
Well, my theory was he was trying to help Amari with the tackle by keeping the other guy out of the blocking lane. When you look at it, I can see that being the case, but there's never been an explanation. And now you see that there's a decent chance that Hall is not starting Saturday. So maybe it was a true glitch. Maybe he had no answer. And that's mind-boggling to me.
The funniest thing that transpired, I don't know if you saw this online, but the actual Michigan State wide receiver,
yes,
he chimed in. He goes,
he said, I'm the blocker, and I'm still confused.
Yeah, I'm awesome.
I mean, is that real? I couldn't figure out if it was real or not. If it wasn't, thank you for whoever did that. You're a brilliant human.
I watched that tape. I watched that film. It's got a little hobby of mine on the side. I don't know if you know this, but I walked away from that thinking the coaches put you in position to make 30 tackles that you missed, right? There was a couple plays, and here's the reality. I know Manny Diaz is under a lot of like fire right now. He's under the microscope, him and Blake James. Okay, you're 1-2. But the reality is they put you in positions to make tackles. You didn't make it. They put you in positions to just catch touchdowns, and you dropped them. Even the Hail Mary. See, people kind of glossed over this, but I'm still upset about this. At the end of the half, we tried that Hail Mary attempt. Do you know what happened the play before? Mike Harley dropped it right on the fringe, which, by the way, Borregales, he made that kick from right there. So you took another 3 points off the board because you dropped it. You got Corey Flagg in the middle of the field, right? You got him. They're yelling at him. Like Wayman Steed is yelling, that's your guy, that's your guy. Guess who's late? Him. Guess what it led to? A touchdown. You got Zion Nelson on the left tackle spot. He inexplicably goes and tries to help Donaldson. Maybe it's just a habit. You know, like, I got to help my big boy out. But you didn't need to help him out on that alignment, and it led to a strip sack fumble. I'm telling you right now, to Canes fans, the coaches, sure, the lack of contain, the tackling thing, wholesale, I'm going to put on Manny. They lost that game because of the players last week. Period, point blank, and I'm going to address the players later.
Well, but let me ask you this, bro. I mean, the things you're talking about have been going on now for 3 years. I mean, they're not doing anything different in practice, yet they miss over 100 tackles every season. They're doing the same tackling drills in practice.
That's
yet they
wholesale.
But that's coaching. I mean, like that I understand putting them in the best position, but these coaches have failed these kids as well. I mean, this coaching staff is great at recruiting, and once the calendar turns to August, they suck.
Real quick. But that was the one thing. Go back and listen exactly what I said. I said the wholesale tackling issue and the lack of contain, I'll put on the coaching.
Okay.
Yes, right. I agree with you. The fact that you're that bad at tackling, that takes a village. That takes a village.
There's effort. Okay, I got
There's
it.
Effort okay. in all that. Right. That's not all on players.
Yeah, that's you playing too much Call of Duty.
Look, when you're put in the position and when you're in the position, you got to make the play.
Yes.
Right? I mean, the coaches aren't out there tackling, so – And these guys, look, they're 18, 19, 20, 21 years old. Some of them are older than that. They've been tackling for a majority of their entire life. So the tackling drills on Green Tree isn't going to make them all of a sudden not able to tackle somebody. So a large majority of that inability to tackle, as Roe says, is on the dude making the tackle. Just tackle the guy. It's not rocket science. I'm not sure what they take the targeting away. You know, they're trying to teach him to tackle different, to kind of, I don't know, tuck and roll with the tires, whatever they're trying to do. You know what a perfect, I will say this, you know what a perfect example of that was? Amari Carter trying to, I don't know, tuck and roll on the guy that Gervin Hall inexplicably decided not to tackle. If you watch them tackle tires, that was him tackling a tire.
Yeah.
That was the effort. That was the technique that you see on the practice field. So is that new for him? Would he have done something differently if he wasn't targeting Hall or targeting Carter? Right? I mean, I don't know. But the dude making the tackle needs to make the tackle.
Well, but if you're going down that road, then that would lead me to think that were these guys not able to tackle in high school when they were getting recruited by all these Power 5 schools?
That's not the case.
Well, so exactly. They were they knew how to tackle then. So what, they forgot how to tackle from senior year in high school until sophomore year at Greentree?
Rules have changed, though.
No, they haven't. No, yes, they haven't. They have. Not in the last 3 years. No, they haven't.
Yeah, well,
dude, the
heads
up thing's been a decade. That's been a decade. That's a decade.
Something just kind of hit me. My brain's weird. You know this. Do you guys? You guys remember Frank Thomas, right? Right? Frank Thomas, yes. Big hitter, big hurt for Chicago White Sox,
yeah.
Right? Do you remember the way he swung a bat? Do you remember, like, distinct? He had this one hand approach, was kind of off his front foot. Right, they called him the Big Hurt. Well, his hitting coach was named Walt Riniak, right?
Yes.
Walt Riniak was his hitting coach, and he was kind of like this guy where it was kind of countercultural, like yes, let one hand go, get on one foot, get on one leg.
All the weight on your back foot.
Yeah, so it was weird, right?
Yeah, very weird. He was a Red Sox hitting coach for a long time when I was a kid.
So Walt Riniak was the head coach, I mean the batting coach, right? But if you really pay attention to it, it's not like he really produced a ton of power hitters under his watch, right? Because they changed how hitters hit the ball. Now they hit for more power than they did there. Manny Diaz, you're Walt Riniak. And what do I mean by that? The way you're teaching your rugby style, you know, your core philosophy, it's not leading to the power numbers. It's not leading to the results that you think you need. So you need to go away from that. And you know what? It's real simple. Why don't you go talk to Nick Saban in Alabama and figure out how the F they tackle? Because they don't seem to miss anybody. So you know what? I know they have 5 stars, but they still got to tackle. Everybody's got to tackle. Stop being Walt Riniak, Manny Diaz. It don't work.
Listen, I think the most important thing for us and for the fan base, because listen, dude, we're only 3 games into this friggin' season. We still have the majority of the season to go. Mm-hmm. I think we need to be able to compartmentalize this stuff because we still have to support these kids for the next friggin', you know, 9, 10 games, however many we got left, and rooting like hell that they can go on some sort of a run here. But what is the over, like, I'll be honest, Ro, Scoop, I don't think anyone's getting fired, regardless of what. Maybe if we were to only win 3 or 4 games this year, if the wheels totally fell off, but 6, 7, 8 wins, I don't believe anyone's getting fired. At least not head coach and athletic director. No one.
I disagree with that. I think 6, 7, 8 wins gets Manny fired. I don't think it gets Blake fired.
The only thing is, okay, 6, 7, 8 wins. If you go 8-4 in the regular season and he wins a bowl game, I can see where I can see where he stays. If he goes 8-4 and he loses a bowl game, I can see where he leaves.
No way. Then
there's a lot of people who say the program's getting worse. You're last in the country in tackling.
But the administration doesn't care. 8 wins. Julio Frank will take 8 wins every single year and not care. Same with the BOT.
You called out the board of trustee members who are kind of like the silent majority, don't patronize us. You know, I've listened to that speech like six times. Anyway, but like you basically said that. But there is a silent. They're getting more vocal. We can tell you that majority is becoming a lot more vocal, and they're in the I told you so limelight right now. Right, they're in the I told you this wasn't going to work. I told you not to hire this guy. So they kind of look a little validated right now. So. I'm on the Scoop side of things. It just depends on the win-loss total. If Manny could get to the 9-win total, 8-win with a bowl game, obviously I still think he sticks around. But if it derails further, I don't know.
This is the thing that pissed me off the most this week, and it would be the Barry Jackson article, and the a decent portion of our fan base. who keep saying, using this term, hiring a big name head coach. And I don't understand what they're talking about, because this program has only hired a big name head coach once in its entire existence. That was Mark Richt.
Yes.
So I don't understand, like, why people are asked, well, Urban Meyer or this guy. Like, dude, what are you talking? Like, with all due respect to Mario, ship has sailed. You had two opportunities to bring Mario in. You said no. Now he's too big time for you. Regardless of whether this is his dream job or not, he is now too big time for you. So you have to, don't look at that. That's never going to happen, okay? Because we're not going to pay that much money for it. You have to be looking at the guys like Luke Fickell from the Group of Five, the guy from Coastal Carolina, who's been there for 3 years and is just winning games. And he's also the offensive coordinator as well as the head coach. So
best offense I've seen in
so
years.
That's who we should be talking about. The more you guys are talking about big-name head coaches, I swear to God, I want to punch myself.
I don't disagree with that at all. I mean, we're not getting that guy. Now, Mario, I don't know. I mean,
he would be the only exception.
2% chance.
Right.
That'd be your only big-name guy that you'd have a chance of getting, and it's simply because he's from here.
Right. I don't think it's
his dream job.
I think it's more than that. I think it's more
6%. Like, look, it's not much more. It's a little bit more, and that's fine. It's his dream job. But Toast is right about that. I don't disagree.
Well, if you don't get Mario, if you don't get Mario, you have to. Those are the names you're going to look. It's Mario or bust at that point.
It's Mario or Luke Fickell.
And it's not
the guy from Carolina.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I think those two guys are phenomenal. I would love to have one of those two guys.
I'd take Luke Fickell in a second.
In a second.
They score a billion points. They were a doormat three years ago. Yeah,
all day.
I'd take that guy from Coastal Carolina just because I want to watch the offense every week. I don't care how many points the defense gives up. That offense is phenomenal.
Hey, what's up, guys? We'll get right back into it. Rose got a really awesome statement coming up in just a moment. But after we recorded this, we got this in. So just going to go ahead and give you guys this info, and then we'll be right back into the pod. Week 2 of football is in the books, and now it is time to review the tape and get ready for Week 3 with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off another action-packed week, DraftKings is giving new customers $150 instantly when they bet $1 on any football game. Listen up, because you don't want to miss this. Head to DraftKings Sportsbook app now and place a bet of $1 on any Week 1 game to receive $150 in free bets instantly. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, right, Florida, DraftKings still has huge cash prizes up for grabs all season long with their daily fantasy contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code TPPN. That's TPPN to receive $150 in free bets when you place $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code TPPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. You must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required, one per customer, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. And now, back to the show.
I just want to address the players real quick. Listen, okay, we've been at this a very, very long time, and I just kind of want to tune you into a little subtle reality. You're going to play Saturday against this FCS school, and there's not going to be a lot of people there, right? The optics, it's going to look bad. And we've been here. We've seen it. We've been in that era. It was just me and Scoop next to each other, and basically it was the whole section by ourselves. We've been to games like that. And Saturday's going to be one of those games. Okay? So here's my challenge to you guys. I talked about it before. They put you in position to make the 30 tackles. Go out this week and every week after, make the damn tackle. They put you in position to catch balls. Catch the damn ball. But the reality is, this is a fair weather market. And I don't think you necessarily have to be put in a situation where, listen, it's kind of on you now, right? It's all you guys. There's no, you can't look at us fans. We don't make or like we're part of this. We've been part of this forever. But I just, you know, and for recruits, this dynasty was built because there was a bunch of kids who could have went elsewhere, just stayed home in front of an empty stadium, right? Mm-hmm. They decided to stay and they built something, and people are like, it'll never be built again. But the reality is I'm not expecting it to be built like that again. But you know what? And back and circle back around to the BOT, there's no fucking reason why you can't be the next Clemson, right? What did Clemson do? Alabama's been Alabama. They are the that's not obtainable. That's not realistic. They got all the money. They got this. Clemson didn't start that way either. Clemson didn't have all the fucking money. Clemson got a couple players to stay home. They have this real quirky fan base, and you think they were selling out? I saw that CJ Spiller game when we went up there. That shit wasn't a sellout. That was not a sellout at Clemson. And what did they do? They just kept building it. They just kept going. That's obtainable. Just do that. I'm not asking to be like some of these other people. So you know what? You're in this bed. You let the coaches down. You're going to be playing in front of empty stadiums. And you know how you fix that? Go fucking catch the ball. Go make a fucking tackle. You do what you're supposed to do, and everybody shows back up. Everybody. Everybody loves it. It's like Notre Dame happened yesterday. But it can't. Who cares? There's nobody else anymore. It's just you guys. Go play. All right? Ah.
All right, Scoop, before we get into your picks, there's one last thing we have to address at Green Tree. We have to answer a question. Who is Patsy Flynn?
Well, that's easy.
If you guys are unaware, Patsy Flynn is actually a Twitter account that was discovered over the last week.
By who?
By
the OBB members.
By OBB members. It is at Upper Room 7111. They joined back in May. And it looks like this Upper is Room. Jen Strowley's burner account.
Oh,
or Blake
time.
James's burner
account. I was thinking it was Blake James's wife.
Okay. Well, so here's the thing. When this account was created, the first person the account followed was Jen Strawley, and the first person that followed Patsy Flynn was Jen Strawley.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. See, yes. You learn things on this show.
Yes. So
well,
mm-hmm.
I would say somebody closely associated with Jen Strawley.
I would say so too. Yeah.
What do you think? You think that like we're pretty smart. We figure this stuff out.
Well, so she only tweeted twice. She's only tweeted twice. She responded once to a Club OBB member who disavowed his allegiance to the Canes now.
Yeah.
But the one that I found even funnier, she replied to Lance Leggett, and I don't think she realizes he played here.
Yeah, I'm not sure she realizes who that is.
I got advice, Jennifer. Your thing says upper room.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Be careful when you come down with the inmates in the asylum, and that's us. We know the Twitter realm really good. If you're going to make a burner account, first rule of burner accounts, you don't follow yourself.
Nope.
Right? And you don't follow Blake James and the University of Miami Hurricanes football program.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it didn't.
Oh my God! Oh,
what a joke! So I went on for our account, and I went on to the response to Lance Leggett, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the greatest scenes from any movie for me is in Wedding Crashers, when the redhead is hounding Vince Vaughn,
mm-hmm.
and she goes, "I'd find you." Right? And she's like,
she's crazy, right? Like, oh my God.
Right? So that's, I tweeted that back to her and Lance Leggett, and Lance thought that was pretty funny. Like, so, like, come on. You got to be smarter than that. We're pretty bright out there. Tom, let's do some pick'ems, huh?
Yeah, baby.
Do some pick'ems.
Beating the bookie.
Beating the bookie.
Look, 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 look. I'm gonna be really, really honest. He is. He gives us free plays every week for you guys. Mm-hmm. Last week, I think he was 1-1. Bama screwed the pooch on that one. I think the bookies made a lot of money on that line. But he doesn't only do football. Now, he doesn't only do NCAA. Last week in the NFL, 12-2. Is that good? Does that make everybody money?
Oh, dude, he's been killing Champions League soccer.
Soccer.
Killing it.
Soccer. If I told you the numbers you would have made over the last 30 days, just by playing one unit, if one unit was $50.
What's a unit?
A unit is your minimum bet.
Okay.
Right? So if you have one unit is $100, right? So if you bet, if he tells you it's one unit, you bet $100 a game. If it's three units, it's a $300 bet. And if it's five units, which is your max bet, it's a $500 bet.
Okay.
Right? If you're betting $100 a unit over the last 30 days in soccer, you're up like $5,500.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Wow.
That's more than people make at their job.
That's an insane on a monthly basis, return right?
No,
on
seriously.
Investment. Yeah.
No, seriously. Yeah. If you bet $200 a game, you're up $11,000 for the month. Killing soccer and baseball. Mm-hmm. NCAA, he had a winning week last week. NFL last week, 12-2. Dude, it's only going to get better, too, because now he's starting to get all the data in for college and football and, question, and NFL.
Question.
Ridiculous.
Do we know who he's picked money line on the Red Sox-Yankees series?
I'm just a sliced idea, but I can try to find out.
I'd like to know that, possibly.
Well, I'll have my eyes on the prize, baby, because I'm in Boston tomorrow when this drops. I'm so excited. I get to listen to this on the plane ride up, and I'm going to be sitting in Fenway in enemy territory and love it.
Oh my God. So, guys, beatingthebookie.com, at beatingthebookie on Instagram and Twitter. Give them a follow. Give them a like. Sign up for those packages and make you some dough. All right, here's what we got this week. Recapping. Overall totals through week three. We have Toast at 15, 19, and 1.
Ooh, had a bad week.
Toast went 1-5 last week.
Ooh, baby.
Ooh,
that hurts.
Row picked up a couple games. 13, 21, and 1. You went 3-3 last week.
Okay.
And myself being Scoop, 18, 16, and 1. I also went 3-3 last week. All so, okay. Yeah. We have.
I got to get off two. That UM bandwagon. That's why they're killing me. The UM's killing me every single
week.
Yeah,
I was the only one to win that one last week.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games plus Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have 3 free plays from BTB this week.
Wow.
2 college, all right. 1 NFL.
Let's He's go,
up
babe.
In the ante a little bit. All right, here we go. First game, Notre Dame versus Wisconsin, the Badgers. This game being played at Soldier Field. Oh, Wisconsin, the favorites.
Oh, I've been there.
That's right. Wisconsin, -6.5. Wisconsin, -6.5 at Soldier Field.
Hold on. Isn't Notre Dame's graduate transfer quarterback former Wisconsin quarterback?
Yes.
That's phenomenal. Okay. That's a big number for that game, bro. Is it just me or is that a big number?
I have to go first. I'll go first because I'm leading.
Oh.
I am taking Notre Dame +6.5. I'm taking the Irish in the points.
I'm giving me the badges. Notre Dame's the new version of LSU for you, for me, and I'm going to say Notre Dame's not very good.
Yeah, I'm taking Wisconsin. I'm taking the Badgers on this one.
Yeah. Let's pick up a game, buddy.
Yeah, all baby. Right, let's go.
Texas and Texas Tech at Texas. Austin, Texas. Longhorns -8.
You got to go first, right, Scoop?
Oh, every time? Okay.
I believe so,
no.
Yeah.
No. When it gets to the crunch time, yeah.
I'm going to take – I'll take Texas at home. Texas minus the points, -8.
I'm taking Tech. Fuck Texas.
Hook 'em.
Don't have to be faster than the Bear. I just have to be faster than you, Toast. Mm-hmm. I'll go with the Scoop here in Texas.
All right. Texas A. We got a lot of Texas games. Texas A&M, The Aggies taking on Arkansas. Upstart Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
They are balling.
Yeah, turning some
Texas A&M. This line's close. Texas A&M only laying 5.5.
At Arkansas?
In Arlington.
Oh, Dallas.
Yeah. Jerry World hooked that one up because he's an Arkansas grad.
Right, he is.
I think that I'll go first on this one. Okay. I know they're trying to build up that. It's still Jimbo, man. I got a lot of mad respect for that guy. Give me the Aggies. Give me more cowbell.
I got the Aggies.
What's the spread there? What's the spread?
5.5 only. Only.
Oof, yeah, I'm taking the Aggies.
Yeah.
Come on. Give me more cowbell.
Okay. Louisville.
Easy money.
Louisville coming back and beating UCF last week.
Doing the Lord's work on that one.
Yeah, Lord's work. That's right. Louisville -2 at Florida State.
Oh, my.
Oh, no. These lines suck.
Oh, my.
Vegas sets this so well.
I don't know. Which, by the way, told you how much last week, Wake Forest -5.5, and I said they were going to beat them by 3 touchdowns.
And they beat them by 3 touchdowns.
35-14. Right.
Yeah. Have I ever told you how much I thoroughly enjoy Papa John's pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. I thoroughly enjoy. I put FSU in here every week. Only
go
to pick
Louisville,
against
baby. Go Louisville.
Go Cards.
Louisville.
I want to shock the world.
Yeah. Yeah, take them. Go ahead.
Louisville. I can't do it.
That's too bad.
Oh, I can't do it.
All right, we have the fifth and final game before the Canes. We have the Huskers, 2-1.
Played close.
Only lost to Illinois. The Huskers, 2-1 at the Cane Throttlers, Michigan State.
The Huskers, didn't they play Ohio State and lost? Lost to Illinois? Or they haven't played Ohio State yet? No, they're not 2-1. Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
They kept them close.
I know the record.
Oh, yeah. No, that was Oklahoma. Maybe they're 1-2.
Yeah, they're not 2-1.
They lost to Oklahoma and Illinois.
Okay, so
but they were close. 1-2. 2-2. Who knows? Nebraska at Michigan State. Michigan State's given 5.
Yeah, Sparty.
This is when you realize how bad the Hurricanes were, so I'm picking Nebraska.
I'm picking Nebraska, too. Yeah, I'm taking...
This is like the Davey O'Brien.
I bet Chad's going to that game.
Yeah.
Chad lives 30 seconds from Spartan Stadium. Huge Huskers fan.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good for him. That'd be a good game. All right, Miami. I'm gonna give us a spread.
Okay.
I'm gonna give us Miami -42.5.
Oh, I was gonna go 45, but okay. 42.5.
42.5. Toast.
42.5. Yeah. I am off the Hurricane betting bandwagon. Give me the Blue Devils.
What's your prediction?
I believe the Canes will win this game. Let's say 45-14. And so let me just say this. I the only thing that'll make me happy in this game, because I anticipate that we blow them out, because good God, if we don't blow them out, that's just, I don't want to go down that road. But man, I really want to see at one point, I want to see Cam and James as our safeties on the field together at the same time. And I want to see Leonard Taylor in a defensive tackle for at least like 10, 15, 20 plays. And I want to see the kids. I want to see those three freshman wide receivers get some run. And I want to see TVD and Jake Garcia play well. Like I don't care about the juniors and seniors anymore. I want to see these kids, all the kids.
I agree. I want to see TVD throw 17 touchdown passes to Xavier Restrepo.
Yeah.
I like,
and then
dudes.
Jake comes into the second half and throws another 17.
There you go. Ro, what's your prediction?
50-10.
Mm. No! You're taking Central too.
Yep. You caught it.
Yeah. I had already written mine down.
Oh, Jesus.
I had 48-7.
Wow. So none of us.
Miami doesn't cover on any of our boards.
What does that tell you?
Tells us that the line's probably too high.
All right.
We got three free picks from BTB, and then we're out of here.
Okay.
He gave us Notre Dame +6.5. He gave us Louisville -2.
There we go.
And I didn't even see those before I picked ours. There aren't very many good games this week. NCAA, Notre Dame +6.5 and Louisville -2. Free pick for the NFL this week. The Raiders -4 against your Dolphins.
The Jacoby Brissett-led Dolphins.
The Raiders. Raiders. John Gruden doing it again.
Yes, he is. And I swear to God, I want them to do well because every time I see Mark Davis with that fucking haircut, bro.
Oh, I don't. This is the worst haircut in the world. Like, what is he doing?
I don't understand it. I don't get it. Like, dude's worth $500 million. What the hell is happening
there? Even more. His stadium alone is worth $500 million.
Right? You know? Did you see the new house he's building out there?
Oh, his stadium's worth like $1 billion. What are you talking about?
Tell me you saw the plans for the new house he's building out in Vegas for himself.
No.
You'll have to Google it, everybody.
I'll look it up.
It looks like what you would expect Darth Vader's house to look like if he owned the Raiders. Oh, it's insane. Also, I want to say thank you. You may have noticed over the last handful of episodes that we have changed our scene changes to some guitar licks. I want to thank South Florida guy Fritz DiRigo for providing us with those. Longtime friend, former guitarist for Pretty Toasted, took care of that, and for Crease. So thank you, Fritz, very much, man.
That's awesome. I'm looking at Mark Davis.
Oh, dude, this is the
house. It is
house, so, right?
It looks like a spaceship. It's a spaceport.
It's insane.
It's a spaceport.
You know there's a stripper pole in every room.
Oh, my goodness. It's a spaceport. If you got that much money and you're still single, you can't get married. No way.
No, not at this point. Yeah.
No.
All right, boys. Well, listen, fingers crossed. Hope everything works out this weekend. Hope all the young kids play well and we suddenly figure everything out, learn how to tackle. So good luck. As always, go Canes.
Hello.
Yes.
That's another episode in the books. The Orange Bowl Boys are brought to you by Ed Morse Automotive Group. Visit edmorse.com. Want some extra Orange Bowl Boys? Then join Club OBB and become a premium member. Get reserved seating for live events. Get access to the private Discord chat. Plus, watch live streams of episodes as they record. Join now by going to patreon.com/Orange Bowl Boys. Club OBB. No Gators or Seminoles allowed.